We've always made clear to the Iranians that they will have to reach agreement with the IAEA on providing the necessary access to address the concerns about the possible military dimensions of their program. And without that agreement, we will not be able to move forward with sanctions relief. That's been our position throughout these negotiations.
Right, but that means that that suggests that the actual questions don't have to be answered and the concerns resolved in order to get the deal. Correct?
Well, again,
they only have to agree to, at some point, whatever that might be, but at some point after an agreement is reached to deal with this. Is that correct?
Well, the point is that Iran has to provide the necessary access to the IAEA for them to address these concerns.
Yeah, but does that have to happen to get to a deal, or can that happen after a deal?
Without agreement on the access, we will not, and needed to resolve this, we won't be able to reach.
So if Iran agrees to give access to the sites that the IAEA wants, but hasn't actually given the access by June 30th, that's still okay.
Well,
is that correct?
There I think we're getting into details that I will leave in the negotiating room. I think what I'm trying to convey, though, is that our position on the possible military dimensions issue and the necessity of Iran working with the IAEA, that position remains the same. It hasn't changed.
Is it correct that there is a difference between me, if I'm Iran, saying to you, okay, you can have access in 50 years, and me, as Iran, saying, okay, come on in now and ask all the questions you want, and we'll address your concerns? There's a difference between those two, correct?
But the distinction you're trying to say is 50 years versus
zero. I mean, when does Iran have to give the access?
Well, again, those are details
they shouldn't be in the negotiating room,
and I'm not going to speak to those.
But they shouldn't be up for negotiation, because the whole idea in the JPOA was that Iran would resolve these issues in order to get to the a comprehensive deal. And now you're saying they don't have to resolve them at all. All they have to do is say, okay, at some point in the future, and we don't know when that might be, that we'll give access. Giving access doesn't mean that the IAEA or your concerns have been resolved or addressed.
Our position on this hasn't changed, Matt. And you can go back and look at what we said at the time. But our position remains that it's about the access that the IAEA needs to address our concerns.
But that's not what it was at the beginning. At the beginning of this, it was they have to resolve the PMD issue to the satisfaction of the IAEA, or there isn't going to be a deal.
Again, I'm saying there's not a
Well, that's a big difference between that and saying that they just have to agree to, at some point down the road, give access and not even resolve the concerns.